Philadelphia's affordable housing crisis is typically defined in terms of supply and demand, that there are not enough affordable units to meet the need for them. But the ongoing crisis is also about quality, because many of the city's affordable units are substandard by law or under the law. An ambitious new legal effort is designed to help change that. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has more.
The Repair and Deduct Project is the brainchild of two attorneys and the founder of a home repair program. And the goal is pretty simple, to put negligent landlords on notice. Stephanie Selden leads Rebuilding Together Philadelphia, which renovates about 100 homes in the city each year with the help of private donations. She says the grant-backed project hopes to harness the legal system to bring systemic change.
We're really hoping that news of court decisions filters out to the landlord community so that they are aware that there are consequences to not maintaining a safe and habitable home for your tenants.
The pilot is rooted in case law dating back nearly 50 years. As a result of the decision, every rental lease in Pennsylvania has what's called an implied warranty of habitability. That requires landlords to make needed repairs if a unit wouldn't be considered safe and habitable without them. Examples include a leaking roof, a lack of hot or cold running water, and faulty electrical wiring. Osarguay Osayado is the divisional supervising attorney in the housing unit at Community Legal Services. She says if a landlord breaches the implied warranty of habitability, tenants can withhold rent, pay for the necessary repairs themselves, then deduct the cost from any future payments.
It is a legal right and nobody uses it because there are too many barriers. And so with this program, what I wanted to do is to take away those barriers.
When a case is selected for the pilot project, the repairs are carried out by Rebuilding Together Philadelphia. After the work is completed, a lawsuit is filed on behalf of the tenant, who by then has already started withholding their monthly rental payments. If the suit is successful, that money goes back to Rebuilding Together to put toward another tenant's repairs. The goal of these lawsuits is to convince a judge to rule that the tenant was entitled to repair and deduct because their landlord failed to comply with the law, what's called declaratory relief. Osayado says securing the same ruling across multiple cases would establish a legal record that could potentially convince bad landlords to repair their rentals before a costly court battle.
One thing you can do in Philadelphia that is solid, that the courts agree with, that the programs agree with, that everybody agrees with, that the landlords know, is that if I am delinquent on repairs, that tenant is going to make that repair and I'm not going to get the rent. Like, that is known in Philadelphia.
The project has enough funding to file a total of 6 lawsuits, meaning the cases must be carefully selected to give the project the best chance to succeed. Paul Cohen is general counsel for HAPCO Philadelphia, the city's largest advocacy group for landlords and property managers. He has mixed feelings about the project. While he views the implied warranty as a decent legal remedy for holding negligent landlords accountable, he says he'd prefer to see the program's grant dollars help landlords who aren't making needed repairs because they can't afford to.
Unfortunately, all the programs that are out there are for the tenants. It would be nice to see if there was actually a program out there that helped the landlord.
Cohen also doubts the pilot will drive other landlords to do the right thing. Bad landlords, he says, are going to stay bad, no matter what programs and laws are out there. The pilot's organizers hope he's wrong. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.